Our coaching shows continue. Justin Fluke now joined by Prairie LeCompton girls head coach Joey Franzetta as the Prairie LeCompton girls coming back out of the break, getting ready for Riverside and Holton. But, Coach, let's backpedal just a little bit. Your team had a good bounce-back win there, got the final game before the Christmas break, beating Royal Valley 40-23. And I always feel like it's nice for teams to kind of win that last one going into break. Did you feel like that was a good thing for your girls, getting a little time off and going into Christmas with another victory?
Oh, for sure. It's always good, especially it makes your Christmas holidays a little bit better for both the player and the coach's side. But no, we played really well. I think going into the season, the one thing that I was at least concerned about was if we were going to be able to still play kind of beat the level that we have the past couple of years and kind of what we've been building towards since I got here. But we took a really big step forward. We have played really well. And our offense is starting to slowly come together. So once we get those two things together, we'll be sitting in a good spot. But no, that win at Royal Valley was a nice win for us. They're a good team, man. They play scrappy. They have to do some things different because obviously they have some different personnel this year, and they're kind of learning on the fly with some of the adjustments they have to make. But I mean, they're going to be a team that you probably don't want to play much. You know, second half of the season, especially in the sub-state, they're just going to be super well coached and just a hard team to play, especially when they try to go inside out as much as they do.
I know every coach and team probably has a different game plan with the practices that you're able to have there between Christmas and New Year's during the break, but what were some of the goals that you were hoping to accomplish with the girls, and do you feel like you made some progress with a few of those practices there after break?
Yeah, we you know, as a coaching staff, we really thought it was just going to be really beneficial to just do a lot of focusing on us. One thing that we need to do a lot better job of is playing in transition, especially on the offensive side. So we focused a lot on that over the days, just breaking it down as simply as we can and then kind of just building up. And then a lot of individual skill development as well, which is kind of nice because especially the second time around in the league, obviously you're pretty familiar with a handful of the opponents and you kind of know what they're going to do. So we can kind of do that. So it's kind of nice to get a little jump start on that moving forward. But obviously the last couple of days we've been kind of focused on Riverside, what they're going to be doing, kind of slowly adding in our game plan there. It's kind of nice to slowly add a game plan in compared to sometimes a crash course you get if you play a game on a Tuesday and you don't have anything over the weekend, you just do something on Monday. But no, the skill development was really good, and that's kind of what we focused a lot on, and just trying to get us to be a little bit better team over break.
I know it's only one game, and it's the first one out of break on Friday, but I feel like this has to be a real exciting game for you. I mean, your team's 4-2. You only have one Big 7 loss, and one of the Big 7 frontrunners in Riverside comes to your place on Friday after you've had about 2 weeks without a game. So what are your thoughts on this opportunity and maybe the girls' excitement for what you have coming in Friday night?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I mean, I think it's awesome. I mean, The unique thing and the cool thing that I like is obviously our boys, a lot of people didn't think they were going to be very good this year either with them obviously losing six huge pieces, and our boys are 7-2 as well. So, I mean, 4-2. So, it's just a nice, there's a buzz going around our school and people want to come to games. Our community turnout at our games so far have been awesome. I mean, it's just fun. And then obviously you add a really good opponent where, they've had your number for a while, and I mean, these kids have played against these Riverside kids since they've been in middle school, and they haven't had no success, but they've had limited success against them because obviously they're really talented and they're really good. So it'll be fun. We'll have the place hopping on Friday. It'll be a good environment. And I mean, I know I'm looking forward to it, and I know our girls will be looking forward to it as well.
Got a game next Tuesday night at Holton as well. That'll be broadcast on 103.9 KNZA. Coach, we'll look forward to seeing you then. Best of luck in these next couple games, and thanks for your time.
Perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Franzetta of the Prairie LeCompton girls. We'll talk boys basketball next.